Is and you are watching Ignite Your Day, and I'm excited about being here on the show with you today. Excited to bring the shows that really hope to encourage you and make things different for your life. There's been a lot of things going on in our ministry, and we're adjusting. I know that many of you are adjusting as well, trying to put together how things are going to be going on from this day forward. But I know God has a plan no matter what's going on in the world. It doesn't matter what's happening. God always has a plan, and we have to be excited that God is going to do something for you in your life no matter what. So I believe this. I believe right now that you may be watching this and thinking, hey, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know where things are going to be. But I'm going to tell you again today that God is able. There's a scripture that I want to start with just to put a theme to what we're talking about today, and it's something to get you comfortable and relaxed, and that is this. It's in 2 Kings 3:18. The scripture says, "And this is but a little thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabites also into your hand." Now, you may not be dealing with some Moabites right now, but you're dealing with trying to figure out how to take care of your family. You're dealing with how to try and figure out what's going to go on next, and you're trying to figure out how can this happen. There may be some of you that are probably just watching this and saying, hey, who's this guy? What are you talking about? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He is the answer to everything. He is the answer to all that you need. Jesus is powerful. Jesus is almighty. And Jesus is the strongest and most authoritative thing in your life today. I talk a lot about things and miracles. If you tune into any of my shows, if you read my book, Igniter of Faith, you would have read a lot of testimonies on faith and healings, a lot of testimonies on healings, a lot of teachings on faith. And a lot of people that read this book believe it's the best book around on faith. Now, I can't say it's that. I mean, I'm just grateful that they would say something like that to me. And I know this. It takes some time to start believing in what God is doing. It takes some time to start understanding the movement of God, but it just takes a little bit. It takes a little bit of just courage. It takes a little bit of faith. It takes a little bit of just starting to believe that God is good. I want you to know right now, you feel you may be alone going through this, but you're not. We're praying for you. We're believing for you. We don't even know you personally, but we're praying for all those affected, which is the whole world, by this crazy, crazy virus that's been hitting. God is able. I'm standing strong in my house. I'm believing that not one person in my home, not one person that I know, not one person that I've met, anyone that I've ever influenced, including you right now, I'm believing that God is able to sustain. God is able to take care of you because, again, in the scripture that we read in 2 Kings 3:18, it says this. It says, "Do not worry." I'm paraphrasing. "And this is but a little thing in the sight of the Lord, and he will deliver the Moabites also into your hand." I read this scripture and I was teaching and having to encourage myself. I was going through things just like any of us will go through, trying to get through just how God is moving and how God is changing things. And I was just believing God to do some amazing things in our ministry and my life. And anytime you're pushing forward in life, just not just in ministry, but in life itself, you're going to be always pressed. You're always going to be challenged. You're always going to be pushed at. You're always going to be looked at. And being in the house of faith that we live in and being in the things that we do, I'm looked at everywhere. In fact, I had a friend, Pat, she called me on Messenger last night, and she just called out of the blue. I don't know her well. She's on my Facebook, but she needed prayer. So I prayed with her. And I said, look, I'm sorry I couldn't get back with you earlier because she did text or message me before. And she goes, oh, I don't want your schedule. I know it's busy. I know people always pulling at you and people's always wanting time with you. And I'm not saying anything to speak of myself, but I'm saying this. I'm saying that I understand how it is to step in faith, but it's amplified almost when we're in the household of faith. So we are people of God. We are the light of the world is what the scripture says. We are the salt of the earth. And so how can your light shine if it's hidden under a bushel? In other words, we're going to live our life out in public, but you also live it at home. And living out in public means you got to be willing to believe. You got to be willing to say, God, I know. I know that you got this. You got to be willing to say, God, I don't care if I fall on my face. I'm going to believe. I don't care. And the scripture here talks about it. We go through a lot of stress. We go through a lot of times where we're all wondering how God's going to do something. We're wondering where God's going to go with this. And is it going to happen? Well, I prayed for many people. And I prayed and believed that they get healed. And they've been healed. But I've had prayers come in. And I prayed and prayed. Prayers sent out. And I've prayed. And I got to say, there's not everybody gets healed. I don't know. I mean, it's just, I leave it in God's hands. But those things, you have to be able to stand up strong and walk out in faith and just say, hey, God, I know you got this. So right now I'm trying to encourage you saying, it's not a hard thing for God to do. It's not a difficult thing for God to change things. When I read this scripture, it was just like in the Word of God. There's a scripture of, I believe, Jonathan, and he's fasting because his father, the king, Saul, said, hey, we need to fast to go into battle again. We need to fast for God to help us. Well, do you know that it wasn't called by God to fast? That's why when people say, you need to fast, I'm like, hey, you're not the one missing the meals. I'm the one missing the meals. I'll fast when God shows me to fast. But what happened is Jonathan went over there and he dipped his staff from his riding his horse, and he dipped it into a thing of honey, was it a bee's nest? And when he tasted the honey, his strength was revive. In fact, the Word of God says that his eyes were enlightened. In other words, that he's seen. He got his strength back, but he also seen the error of his father, the king. And the king said, if any man ate, that they would be killed. But when he seen his son eat and become strong, and that he told his dad that the things that he was declaring weren't right, he said, you know what? Forgive me. Everybody eat. And they ate, and they won the next battle. So I believe that things are not difficult. When I looked at that scripture, that this is just a little thing, I looked at it in a couple other translations. A few of them were amplified, New International Version, a few other stuff. I read the King James, New King James, and it would say this, it is a simple thing for the Lord. It is not difficult for the Lord. This is but a light thing for the Lord. This is but a little thing for the Lord. So God is able to do this simple, this light, this little thing for you at any time. But our minds and hearts have to be ready. They have to be ready for him to go, and they have to do these things. We got to trust that he's able to. We can't hold ourselves and not express ourselves in faith to God and say, God, I know we do it. How do you express yourself in faith? We're going to tell you about that when we come back. God bless. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is David Yanis, and I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I want to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios. And many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation, miracles, and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it that it's touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website, or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.
The show, and I'm excited to see what God is doing and how God is changing things. Just getting back here, believing God's going to do some amazing things for you. And we're just going to trust that God is able, that God is able to do great and mighty things for you that thou knowest not. You know, I had a wonderful guest one time when I was doing midwatch with the radio. In fact, I did a show the other day that it was good. I wasn't able to come into the studio, and my bishop in South Africa, he called me and he said, Dave, he didn't call me. He used my WhatsApp that we use back and forth. He communicated through his personal assistant and secretary, receptionist, or whatever, and Anna Louise, and she said, Bishop wants you to send us an Easter service, 30-minute long, just some kind of teaching that we could send out to everybody that's not able to get to church. And you know, they're of course in PMB, which is Pietermaritzburg, South Africa. So I sat there at the house, and I'm like, whoa, it's amazing. They told me this on Saturday afternoon, about 4 o'clock, and I was barbecuing for the kids and getting things ready and putting things out there to feed the kids. My kids are back from college through this crazy thing that's happening. They're all back from school, so I have a house full of boys, and my daughter, of course, she's 16, and she's there as well, and they love to eat barbecue. So I'm making barbecue on Saturday, and so there's no way I could get to the studio to record. I have all this stuff that I would use to do a very good professional recording and send it to them. And then it had to be so small. And I'm like, Lord, how am I going to do this? So, you know, after barbecue and took a shower and everything, was figuring out I'll just use a headset and my laptop and do it old school like I used to when I first started doing the radio shows and stuff, those radio shows that I started, God used that. I didn't know. I didn't have a plan for it. I just started working it and believing and trusting God was going to use these shows. And I didn't know if anyone was listening. And I was looking at the downloads just this last year. I haven't recorded a show for about, I don't know how long has it been. It's been about 2 years. I hadn't recorded a show since October 2018, I think. And I just, you know, just didn't lose interest in it. I just put it aside. I just didn't feel led to be recording them anymore. Anyway, I left the system alone. And last year we had 20,000 downloads. The year before, when we're on our really moving strong on it, we had like 30,000 downloads. So I looked at this and said, Lord, you know, that's amazing. Now, I just looked at those stats yesterday, and I'm working on the system that we use to deliver the system. I guess what I'm saying is I did this show for my bishop because he asked me to, and he needed it next day. And I remembered how I started. I remembered going how I used a headset and a computer. My computer is way better than I had back then. And I would just use this computer and I record these shows and go out live with these shows and just go live with material, without material, just start talking about God. And I've seen so many people touched over the entire, since 2009 to 2010, almost 2018. I mean, almost 8 years, 9 years that we're doing this. I would say 10 years we've been streaming. Live, and 8 years of that was all radio and partially video. But I'm telling you, you don't know what God has planned. You don't know what God's going to do. You don't know how God's going to do it. You just trust God that it's working, that it's moving, that it's changing things, and you just trust him in that way. Now, I don't know much about where we're going to end up on television. We're on this station with you right now. I'm believing for God to open up the airways and for us to get on all these stations. I'm believing that God's going to open up some way, some avenues to touch the hearts of these station owners and say, hey, we love this show. We need to get it on the air. Because either God's got to give me the money to put it on the air, or he's got to touch someone that has a network that says, gosh, I just love this station. I love what these guys are doing. They're producing something that changes people's lives. And so I am doing this by faith. Believing with you, starting with the station that we're on right now with you, saying God is going to do something, because it is a simple thing. It is a little thing. It is something that is easy for him to do. I just have to trust him. But he can't work with anything unless you put faith in his hands. He wants you to trust him. He wants you to believe that he in him. He wants you to know that he is your source. It doesn't matter what the government does for you. It doesn't matter what your job does for you. That is not your source. That is a way that God puts seed in your hand that takes care of your family, but God is beyond what your job is. God is beyond what's happening in this world. God is beyond the things that are destroying the faith of man right now should be lifting the faith of the house of God. We should be able to look at what's happening and say, God, I know that you are in charge. I know that your hand is here. I know that you are my God. I know that you are powerful, all-knowing, and you know what my future is. I wasn't designed to pass this year. I wasn't designed to pass 10 years from now. I am designed to do something for you, Lord. You have to have that in your spirit that you know that God is with you. That God is with you. That no matter where you go, he's with you. You have to have it in your spirit that you know that the power of God is in your hands. He's in your heart. He's all over you in your presence. It's an amazing thing to see this happen. And when I travel and when I see things happen like this, I get excited. I get excited with what God is doing. I get excited with how God is moving. But you have to have courage. I had the wonderful guest on my show, like I started, what I started saying about this, about the radio show. It may have not been the best, I thought it was, but it may have not been most popular. It may have not been even the most known show, but I tell you what, just some highlights from it. In New York, we were broadcasting on a station. I was working 3-4 types of jobs just to keep that on the air. It cost me thousands of dollars to keep it running yearly. It was very expensive, and what we got out of that was not much. We didn't get much fan mail. We didn't get much income from it. We believed for a year. We were on the radio. And I'll tell you this, though. We were able to help people in relationships and minister to them. In fact, my book, Almost Out of Grace, the one of the books I offer and our special offer, is a book that was built out of the New York shows. I've had Marilyn Hickey on my show, Reinhard Bonnke on my show. I even had Miles Monroe on my show. And Miles Monroe, I think all three of them have wonderful things to say. But to have them on my show was just a blessing. It was a blessing because I started from nowhere with a little computer. And God took it to another level. I was in conventions and stuff by faith, going by faith, trusting him because I had a vision that God was going to do something big with me because God's dreams are bigger than our dreams. So we got to dream big. We got to expect big things. I was like, Lord, I know you're going to do it. And I think when I got to the highlight in the video and the radio on the internet was when I was having these wonderful guests. Wonderful guests, Miles Monroe, Marilyn Hickey, we had Reinhard Bonnke, some amazing guests. We had so many different pastors, so many different people. It was a blessing. But Miles said something on my show that I'll never forget. He said, I asked him about this. We were talking about his new book on leadership. And I said, Dr. Miles, or I think I said Brother Miles. I didn't know what to say. I said, Brother Miles or Dr. Miles. I said, what does courage play in the work that we do? Where does courage line up in faith? Where is it? I mean, is it a before faith? Is it after faith? What is courage? He goes, faith is trusting God and his scripture. Believing is believing the word of God that he is real. But courage, it takes courage to step out in faith. He was amazed about the question. In fact, I'll try and get a clip of that video on this segment for y'all. And he was amazed about just the actual question of courage. He said, you have to have courage to stand there and keep holding in faith. Courage says, I'm going to do it. I'm going to hold on. Without courage, you can't have the benefits of faith. So I'm excited because I know God is doing wonderful things. We're going to be right back in just a minute. God bless. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Miles Monroe, and you are watching Rev TV Media Network. I am excited about the work that is happening here at Rev TV. Stay tuned for programming that can change your life.
you to Purifier School of Ministry, a place where you're going to be inspired in faith and a place where God is going to teach you something that you need to know from the Word of God. I put together several ministers, evangelists, pastors, prophets, and we put them together to teach a subject that they are strongly suited for to get it into your spirit and your soul. You can take it online, and you can take it at your own pace. You can take one course, or you can take all the courses. It's completely up to you. And what my goal is to inspire your faith through the teachings of great women and men of God, and to make it accessible and affordable. If you go to our school, you'll see that it's affordable for anyone, whatever part of the world you live on, to be able to take it in. And I really believe that Purifier School of Ministry will challenge you and get you motivated to do something for God.
Welcome back to the show. This is David Yanez, your host, and I'm excited to see what God is doing and how God is shaping and changing things for you. I'm believing that God is going to do some things for you. He's going to change some things, but you got to believe. You got to hold on in faith. You got to trust Him that He's able to do it. Miles Monroe, but also had, I was talking to you earlier about having different guests on the show. I had Miles Monroe, had, what's his name, Reinhard Bonnke, sorry, and then also had different people like Marilyn Hickey. Marilyn Hickey was cool because if you haven't heard the show, you can go to our website at David Yanez Ministries, and you can go to our archives on our radio, and you can listen to almost all the shows. I believe they're all backed up on our system that we have, and you can find, search for Marilyn Hickey, you'll see it. And it is a awesome interview. But at the end of the interview, I asked Sister Marilyn if she would just go ahead and pray over me, pray over my ministry, and just or pray over the people, just pray over whoever she wants on the air. And she said that we're going live. So she was like, well, I want to go ahead and just pray for you. I'm going to believe that God's going to do something for you. So when we started to talk, she prayed, and I'm just listening to her, and it was amazing because this thing was for me. It was amazing because she started talking about my life. And she said, I'm going to pray right now. And she prayed. Then she goes, God is about to do some bigger things. I love the word she used, bigger things. God is about to do some amazing things, some wondrous things, some marvelous things. Then she just said, and this is scripture that we should all know. And she said, if you will seek me with all your heart, if you will come closer to me, if you will put your ear unto what I have to tell you, then I will show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. And she tells me, seek the Lord, and God will show you. Right now, I'm telling you, you got some wonderful time with your family. Make some time for the Lord. Make some time to spend with God. Make some time that you can go ahead and see things happen in your life by just spending a little time with God. To create a new time of study. Create a time of prayer. But seek the Lord. That's not what Marilyn said, but that's what I'm telling you right now, going through what we're going. But Marilyn continued. She said, enlarging your tent. She said, enlarging your tent. Make it bigger. Make it bigger. Trust that God is going to do something amazing. Trust that God is going to do something with you. God's going to enlarge your tent. God is going to do bigger things. God's going to change things in your life. Just trust Him. Just trust Him. I looked at that and I was like, wow, this is going to be good. This is going to be good. And I tell you what, God did do things. He took us from a place where we were just broadcasting online, not really getting anywhere, to different places around the nation, just traveling and recording shows and putting people on the show like Robert Lernon, James Gall, different people, all different ministers, different people. Got me a good friendship with Whitaker House. And then I became a Whitaker House author. I also was interviewing their authors for years, and that's how I got access to a lot of these people. But I tell you, you never know. You never know. You just got to trust God. You got to trust that God is doing something, that He has an amazing, amazing thing for you and your family. You can't sit there with your head down saying, God, I don't know. God, I don't know. God, I don't know what's going to happen. You got to trust Him because God is able. God is able to change things. He's able to move things out. He's able to get and move in things. Remember where we said at the top of the hour, we said this. We said God is able to do it. It is a light thing. It is a little thing. It is a simple thing. Oh, I've seen both of my friends, Reinhard Bonnke and Miles Monroe, they all gone on to glory now. But they left a statement in life. They left an impartation of faith. They left something tangible for you. And that's what I was talking to you about earlier. I don't know where God's going to take this television. I know I've gotten words that we're going to be all over the airwaves, that we're going to be in different places, all over different networks. But I have to start somewhere. So that's where we are at today. I'm starting with you. I'm believing with you. I'm encouraging you. I want to get you out of the darkness. And I want to get you into the light. I want to get you out of doom and gloom. And I want to get you into rejoicing. I want to get you into praising. I want to get you into just trusting God is able to do it. I want you to know that God is able to change things for you, even in your circumstance right now, that He is able to change things. I want you to get up and praise Him. I want you to get up and worship Him. I don't want you down. I don't want you disturbed. I can tell you all the things that I did for this ministry, building it over many, many, many years. And I tell you this, I have not gotten where I want to be yet, 100%, but I'm on my way. I'm going and holding crusades around the world. I am holding healing services around the nation. It's a dream for those things. I'm talking to you on television, a dream. I can tell you story after story how I tried so many times to do television and it never worked out. Never. I've done great interviews, but I never could get my show running. Right now we're using our auxiliary set, as I call it, and we are using this set because we're still working on the next set because we're going to bring you people with Skype and stuff. We installed some things, changed some things, but no one's using it in this room right now because it's this pandemic's going on. So I'm taking advantage of it. Praise God. This is our new set for now. And we're going to use it as long as we can until we get the next set ready and kind of mix them both up a bit. But anyway, I just want to tell you, encourage you. God is with you. God is for you. God has things. And remember the scripture we said today, 2 Kings 3:18, it is but a little thing in the eyesight of the Lord. It is a small thing. The thing that you're going through, God can just fix it with no problem. It'll be a simple thing for Him. He'll change it. He'll make it happen. And you'll never have to worry about that situation again. I don't know how. Thank you for listening to our broadcast and watching us here on Ignite Your Day. I want to encourage you to consider being a monthly partner for our ministry. Just visit our site. Decide what you want to give monthly to help us do what we do. And we're going to see great things happen in faith. Thanks again for watching our broadcast.